This is WSKG News. Joyce Mitchell will serve up to 7 years behind bars. She's the former Dannemora prison worker who admitted to helping two convicted killers escape this past summer. Zach Hirsch reports.
Joyce Mitchell got the maximum range of 2 1/3 to 7 years. According to Clinton County District Attorney Andrew Wiley, it's up to the New York State Department of Corrections to decide exactly how long she's behind bars.
They will evaluate her case at parole hearings. Based on that interview, they'll make a determination whether they're going to release her after 2 1/3 or they're going to maintain her for up to the 7 years.
Mitchell pleaded guilty to providing tools to Richard Matt and David Sweat, who broke out of Clinton Correctional Facility in June. Matt and Sweat eluded more than 1,000 searchers who combed the little towns and wilderness areas around Dannemora for weeks. Matt was eventually killed by a Border Patrol agent, and Sweat was wounded and captured by a state trooper 2 days later. In the Plattsburgh courtroom yesterday, the air was heavy. Mitchell appeared to be in tears the entire time. When Judge Kevin Ryan gave her a chance to speak, she apologized again and again to her co-workers at the prison, to her family, to law enforcement officers and their families. She said she'll live in regret for the rest of her life. Mitchell also said she acted out of fear for her husband's life. She thought Matt and Sweat would kill her husband if she didn't go along with their plan. But Judge Ryan didn't find that explanation credible. He said, quote, "You did terrible things." Speaking with reporters outside, District Attorney Andrew Wiley said he doesn't think justice was served. He wanted Mitchell to get a much tougher sentence than the 2 to 7 year range.
I mean, I'm not fully satisfied with the way it was resolved itself. I would have liked to have seen additional charges, enhanced charges, because of her culpability, her criminal culpability here. And our hands were tied by what the statutes allowed us to prosecute her with.
But some people felt sorry for Mitchell. Carol Allen from Plattsburgh was getting coffee right near the courthouse.
I've made mistakes in my life, nothing of that caliber, of course. I hope her life isn't ruined only because she's a fellow human being.
Investigators are still trying to figure out exactly how the escape happened. So far, the only other person who was arrested in connection with the breakout is former prison guard Gene Palmer. Wiley said he's working on a plea deal with Palmer's attorneys. But Wiley and other officials seem to put most of the blame on Mitchell. In a statement released yesterday, New York State Inspector General Catherine Leahy Scott, who's conducting her own probe of the prison break, said, quote, "She is responsible for the weeks of fear the community endured." As Joyce Mitchell left the courtroom to go back to jail yesterday, she mouthed the words, "I love you," to her husband. For WSKG News, I'm Zach Hirsch in Plattsburgh.